The West Australian government has been ridiculed over its plan to measure Perth's methamphetamine use by testing the city's sewage. A 2013 survey found WA had the highest ice use in the nation. 3.8% of the population over 14 admitted to using the drug. The government's announced a range of measures to curb the problem, including the formation of police meth teams and a $1 million education campaign. But the mental health minister has conceded that the state is struggling to cope with the number of people seeking detox treatment. Lucy Martin reports.
The state government wants to measure how widespread the use of methamphetamine is across Perth. So it's going to conduct tests on the sewage of 1.8 million West Australians. The police minister has stressed it's just one way of gathering information about ICE, but the opposition leader Mark McGowan has dismissed the idea as a waste of time.
Well, the sewage plank of their plan is frankly ridiculous. We have double the national average use of methamphetamines in Western Australia, and the best the minister can come out today is testing sewage. Give me a break.
The government did announce other initiatives on the weekend, including the formation of police meth transport teams, which will target drug trafficking over state borders. Mark McGowan says the answer to WA's meth problem doesn't lie in law enforcement.
We need education programs in our schools, in our TAFE colleges. We need advertising campaigns on television. We need advertising campaigns online. We need hard-hitting health and education messages that deal with this problem. What's more, we also need to make sure that people who already have a methamphetamine addiction have somewhere to go when they're ready to get off it.
A caller to ABC 720's Mornings program named Carol says her son has been struggling with a meth addiction for 5 years. She wants the state government to spend more money on treatment.
I helped him to contact 5 different drug and alcohol support agencies around Perth when he wanted help to detox. All of these agencies said it will take 2 weeks just to get him an appointment, let alone to get treatment. 3 months to get into rehab. Even in-home detox service, which you would think would come running when a man's 3 or 4 days withdrawing from ICE and is in a serious state of physical and mental health, said, oh, well, it'll take us 2 weeks to set up an in-home program.
Angela Corrie is the acting chief executive of the WA Substance Users Association.
Unfortunately, that isn't an uncommon occurrence, and I guess that's why we would really strongly advocate that it's really important that funding for enhanced treatment services, treatment and rehabilitation services, is a critical part of that approach.
For the last 8 years, the association has been funded by the federal government to train drug users to educate their peers about the risks of meth use. That funding ran out in June. Ms. Corrie would like to see a similar program rolled out across the state.
We are in touch with peers in hard-to-reach groups, and peers, educating peers is one of the most effective ways of actually getting the harm reduction message out. And it is really imperative for people using methamphetamine that they understand how to minimise the harms.
Labor MP Mick Murray has personal experience with the impact of meth addiction. His daughter has struggled with the drug for years.
It's a very short span where anyone that's in that position is says, I want help. And if you don't have it immediately, it doesn't happen and the cycle keeps going on. We need to be there very strongly with the health side of it as much as the policing.
This afternoon, the Mental Health Minister, Helen Morton, announced just over $1 million will be spent on education campaigns over 3 years. But she's conceded the government is struggling to cope with the number of people seeking immediate treatment. WA has 3 specialist detox services. Mrs. Morton says that's not enough.
At the moment, there are a number of country hospitals as well as metro hospitals that will provide medical beds for detox, and there are some that won't. And I don't think that it should be discretionary based on where people live, for example, that they can access those medical beds. It has to be available across the board.
The WA Mental Health Minister, Helen Morton, ending Lucy Martin's report.